Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello and welcome to Skincare. I just like stop, press record, regardless of what's going on in the room.
You just made me jump. There's a quacking newborn.
Yeah, we've got a newborn baby in the room, everybody. Oh, here we go.
Right on time.
Yay! Just as we expected. Alright. Come here, you. There we go.
She's very cute.
She's tiny weeny. So this is the first podcast we're going to do with the newborn baby in the room. So this might be terrible. It might be nonsense.
It might be the best podcast.
I doubt that. I don't think anyone else does this sort of stupid activity, do they?
Yeah, sure they do.
There we go. So if somebody farts really loudly, it's the baby.
That's what she said.
So I thought today we could just go over pigmentation again, just because I've been doing it in university, so I've maybe learnt more stuff about it.
Okay. How's uni going?
Good, yeah. I'm in my last module, so I've only got 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks left of the whole thing.
Wow.
So I'm nearly there. Nearly finished. And it's all looking good. All my grades have been good. So I should pass it and be
great.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah. And I can go on and do an MSc if I can be bothered. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Flipping heck.
It's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah. Gonna be knackered. Yeah. So Natalie was just telling me about her pigmentation. It's come back a bit because you stopped the hydroquinone.
I just don't know why I stopped. Why did I stop? I don't know. I think I just ran out of it and then decided to get azelaic acid 20%. So that's what I'm using at the moment.
You're still on your Dermatica?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So I still order Dermatica, which is online prescription strength. For all sorts of things, really, for, you know, common ageing stuff. Acne, they've got eyelash treatment now.
They do, yeah.
It's really good, but I was doing hydroquinone, which is really, really effective with tretinoin, and I upped the strength of the tretinoin, and it was really bloody strong. It was only like 0.05% tretinoin with hydroquinone, 4%. But it definitely does the job. I think there will always be a couple of stubborn, you know, pigment stains. But
maybe it's a bit deeper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's really made a comeback in the last 6 weeks, just because it's been so hot. Mm. And obviously I've not been stupid. Kept my face out of the sun, worn 50. Reapplied like a mofo. But it's the heat.
When you feel duped by the whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm like actually doing this properly, like they tell me to, and it's still not working.
A sun hat and shades. So I look like a famous person trying to be incommunicado. Like, too much. This person is trying to hide who they are too much. They must be famous.
I nearly bought a visor, and then I thought, hats and visors and everything, they just ruin my hair.
Yeah, you are going to get stupid hair.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You're never going to win.
No.
You're never going
to win. Well, it's either I've got, like, pigmentation on my face or stupid hair.
Hat hair.
Yeah.
I was thinking about a baseball cap, but then that only looks good with certain outfits, and then you'll look like one of those people who's always wearing athleisure when they're not going to the gym.
Yeah.
And I'm really...
It looks quite cute of an occasion, but not...
Or of an age.
Yeah.
If you're 22, it looks really cute.
It does. Yeah, I'm a tall, blonde 22-year-old.
Yeah, in nice, matching athleisure, but...
Not a 40-year-old woman who's really, really sweaty.
No, I really wanted to buy a Diet Prada one. Do you follow Diet Prada on Instagram?
No, I don't.
They're brilliant. They're
not really a big... I have an Instagram, but I'm not really a big Instagram person. I don't follow many people.
Don't you?
I don't know what it is. I don't like it. I'm a Reddit person.
Oh, see, Reddit is just too confusing. It's got the worst layout and format
ever.
So unuser-friendly. that you think?
So, it makes me so happy.
It just looks ugly.
Yeah, it looks technical. I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and all yeah. these threads everywhere. No.
Yeah.
If someone could just pretty that
love,
up a bit.
I love spending a good 20 minutes scrolling through all of the comments on something.
Yeah. Yeah.
These people are really odd. Yeah. Funny as well.
Yeah, there are a lot of very funny people around. No, Diet Prada is like a fashion account, okay. but it's by two fashion insiders who sort of expose fashion houses for ripping off.
Oh, good. Oh, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, so Kim Kardashian gets lots of dishonourable mentions, sadly. But it's a really good account. Anyway, they got a really good Diet Prada baseball cap, and I'd like to buy it.
Yeah, buy it.
I will.
Give them some money for their amusing work.
Exactly. Mm. It's important work as well. They call out a lot of people who don't credit artists with things when they're stealing their designs. It's rife, isn't it?
Yeah. It's really all over bad. The place. Yeah, definitely.
Zara are really bad, which is a shame because I like Zara.
Yeah, it's naughty, isn't it?
It is naughty. Yeah. Just pay him some money.
Yep, definitely.
You're made of loads. Okay, so we're talking about pigmentation. So,
So I'm on the azelaic 20% as well.
Okay.
Primarily for acne. But one of the studies that I was reading today from a university was about azelaic acid, and the study said that azelaic acid 20% is comparable with 4% hydroquinone.
Wow. So
it might even be as effective, and there's no sort of worrying possible side effects with it, like, because hydroquinone, there's a possibility of exogenous or ochronosis. Apparently that's really, really rare.
Yeah.
It does almost doesn't happen. It's not as much of a risk as you think.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's where the skin kind of blackens?
Yeah, it's like a blue-grey colour.
Cool. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Sounds horrible.
Yeah, weirdly, the azelaic acid that I got sent, so I went online, it's kind of glitchy sometimes, the Damasco online site, because they said they sent me a 20%, but actually it's 15%,
okay.
I think.
Yeah.
That's what it's been labelled as, even though they said they sent out 20%. But
that's funny, isn't it?
Yeah, it seems to be working fine, but it's only been about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So
I've been using
my
for, probably... Nearly 9 months now.
Oh, really? Yeah. Do you use it all over or just in the affected areas?
Everywhere, Yeah, because I'm sort of trying to use it for the hyperpigmentation and the acne, so that's pretty much all of my face.
Okay.
I don't have any acne now.
Yeah, your face is looking good.
It does, it looks amazing. And I don't know if it's because of the azelaic acid or just because I've just had a baby, I don't know. Who knows?
Thanks, baby.
Cheers. But before I was on the azelaic acid, I had a face full of spots, even though I was pregnant, so...
Yeah.
Could be that. Could be something else. Who knows?
Okay. So
my
on the Facebook...
writing a report for me. I don't know what's going on.
On the Facebook group, we had a lady... Oh, I can't remember her name, but anyway, she was kind of upset because her melasma has, again, made an appearance for the summertime too.
Yeah.
I can't remember if she said she was taking anything. She was talking more about sunscreen, though, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Rather than what treatments to have on her face.
It comes back even though I'm wearing sunscreen. Seems to be a common thread in a melasma group.
But I guess sunscreen doesn't keep the heat off your face, does it?
No, doesn't, no.
So, because I also blame hot yoga a little bit for the reintroduction of my melasma.
Yeah, being boiling hot.
Yeah, in a hot room. 40 degree
inflammation will make it worse, and
rinsing
your face with hot water,
that's a big one.
My
face is quite red in the morning after using azelaic acid.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, mine doesn't do anything at all.
Does it not?
Nope.
Did it in the beginning?
Nope.
Wow.
Like putting moisturising cream on, fine, no problem. Yeah,
well, that's good.
Yeah.
Also, just thought be worth a mention before we take a deep dive into pigment.
I don't know how deep it's going to be.
In a shallow dive, probably. Yeah. Just bump our heads on the floor.
Just lie down on top of it. Yeah. And have a snooze.
Like she is. Is that Deciem have introduced big sizes for its... I guess it's for... Is it for its best-selling products?
Yeah, it must be.
Because niacinamide is...
Although, you know, squalene cleanser isn't going to be... favourite product until they brought it out in a big size because it was too small.
What was it before? 50
mil? 50, yeah, so it just runs out in like a week.
Yeah.
Doesn't last long at all.
Anyway, they've done super sizes. Is it 150 mils or 100?
150, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
150 mil sizes of their best selling, or soon to be best selling.
Yeah, so it's 150 of the squalene cleanser, 60 of buffet, 60 of niacinamide, 60 of hyaluronic acid.
Okay.
Is there anything else? I can't remember.
There's three of them that had that were supersized, weren't
there?
Anyway, I'm excited about the niacinamide. Plus, it's damn good value.
Yeah.
It's like £8.90 for 60 mils of niacinamide.
Yeah. And
rub that stuff all over your face.
Is it £24 for the buffet?
I don't know. I didn't look because I don't use buffet.
No, normally.
It's boring.
It really doesn't do anything.
I'm sure
it's a bit
does,
sticky,
it's just
and
sticky.
Pills a bit.
I use it around my eyes.
Yeah. I use the hyaluronide one version.
That's
age. Oh, no, skin.
Yeah.
Sub-Q skin.
That's really nice.
Yeah, and it just soaks in and there's no issue with it.
Also, I think they've changed the... have they changed the ingredients in the niacinamide?
Possibly.
It kind of smells...
Oh, really?
Not unpleasant, a bit like sea salt.
Okay.
But,
they do change everything all the time, don't they? Sometimes it's for the better and sometimes not. Is it better?
Yeah, I love it anyway.
Yeah.
I'll always love it.
Tingles a bit, like stings when I put
really
it on,
nice
I like
way.
That, yeah.
It stings in the little bits by my nostrils, I don't know why.
Oh, wee! It's working!
Yeah, must be good! okay, so, types of pigmentation. Let's go.
God.
What have you learnt in school today, Nia?
Boring things.
Okay.
So, I learnt today that there are more types of pigmentation than I thought there were.
Okay.
Because I was aware of melasma and post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation and sunspots.
Okay.
I didn't think there were any other ones. There's also something called Rihal, R-I-E-H-L, melanosis.
Okay.
Or pigmented contact dermatitis, which I had never heard of until today.
Okay.
So it favours sites of application of irritants, like sort of cosmetics. So if you're sensitive to something, it could bring you out in a pigmentation.
Okay.
Not just a rash.
Right. Does that sound as if it's... sort of temporary then, or is it something that builds up like
let's have a look. I'm reading this off a study, and the study's by Vashi and Kundu.
Cool.
In 2013, and let's see what they said about it. So I think most pigmentations are permanent though, aren't they? They don't seem to go away. Yeah, so it's brown-grey in colour, typically preceded by mild erythema, followed by a diffuse to reticulated hyperpigmentation. So reticulated means like lines, like lacy little patterns
of
things. And you get it where you were irritated by the cosmetic.
Okay.
So, and the treatment is complete avoidance of suspected allergen and using allergen-free soaps and products.
Okay.
Use SPF and skin lightening agents and chemical peels.
Okay.
So, you know, if you need to use skin lightening agents and chemical peels, I think that means that it's a sort of long-term thing.
Yeah.
So, skin lightening agents, hydroquinone and combination hydroquinone and tretinoin.
Okay.
And sometimes they put it with steroids as well.
All right, okay.
And that's sort of the best treatment. But, yeah, azelaic acid might be pretty good as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there's melasma, exogenous ochronosis, which is very rare. And then there's your normal sunspots. There's weird stuff in here, isn't there? Post-chikungunya hyperpigmentation. Small macules of brown-black pigmentation or slate-like pigmentation centrofacial area.
Ooh.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, if we look at the sort of more commonish ones, I guess.
I think that's... periorbital hyperpigmentation is one that I was looking at, because you've got
yeah,
pigmentation underneath your eye.
Mm-hmm.
And
which sucks because you look knackered when you're not.
And it just said that it was sort of multifactorial. That's really difficult to get rid of. So people have it there, and they don't know why they've got it, and they can't get rid of it, basically. It just doesn't sound great.
No, it doesn't, does it?
No, it doesn't offer much hope for that one. Yeah.
So,
and,
post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation. Mm. What do you mean by post-inflammatory? So what would that come as a cause of?
Spots.
Right, okay. So, say, like, after having acne.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the most common type, right?
Mm. Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Can't imagine what other kind of inflammation would cause it, really. So, yeah, there's a picture in the study of a man with pigmentation around his beard. So, you know, I guess that's where he's had inflammation under his beard because of a... Yeah, pseudofolliculitis Barbie. There you go. So he had, like, acne of the beard, and then he's ended up with a grey skin where it was. Yeah. Awful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not nice for you.
And there's something called maturation dyschromia. So darkening of the skin, even outside of extensive sun exposure. So it's just people getting old, going brown colour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it occurs in the lateral forehead and cheekbones, mainly in black women. Mm-hmm. And they occur probably from chronic sun exposure over many years. It doesn't really matter what it is, though.
No.
It's all, you know, it's all the same treatment for everything.
Yeah.
There's no, there's no like, oh, you've got this, that means that we need to do that. It's all pretty much, that one's melasma.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a picture of a woman with a brown spot on her cheek.
Mm.
A sort of lacy pattern to it.
Yeah.
Which is, yeah, what I see in mine. So
like, yeah, got a same.
A brown lace around my forehead. But, yeah. But I think my skin, it could, I know it's quite freckly, but it could be way worse considering I've just had a baby and it's summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm attributing that to the azelaic acid.
Yeah.
I'll put a picture on Facebook of my face. You can...
And my face now. I've taken loads of photos.
Have you?
It doesn't quite show up that much in photographs, though, which
no,
is really annoying.
No, we need to take footage on my camera.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
Phone's not going to do it.
No.
No, my camera makes you look just as pigmented as you are.
Good. That's what
terrible.
We need the truth
just
camera.
Take a photograph. I look really nice today. I think of... Oh, God.
So much pigment.
Yeah. So one of the things that I also learned today, I'd heard of it before, but I really learned it today, was that, have you heard of tranexamic acid before?
No.
It is like a stuff that helps you clot. So it's a drug that people take when they are, say they're haemophiliac and they're about to have a tooth out. They get a course of tranexamic acid.
Okay.
Makes their blood more clotty. Also give it to women who have really heavy periods.
Okay.
And it helps them to prevent them from bleeding continuously.
Profusely. Yeah.
I know.
Poor thing. That's awful.
Mm. And apparently you can take it, you know, long term, or just apply it to the skin in form of a cream for your pigmentation.
Okay.
And it's quite good for melasma, like dermal melasma.
Okay.
It sort of clears up, because some part of melasma is visible blood vessels. So it sometimes has a sort of slightly red look because the blood vessels deep under the skin are visible. And it sort of helps to sort of clot them up or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is clever.
Yeah. And, I think it was the dermatologist from Dermatica actually mentioned it to me.
Oh, really?
She said she's been getting good results in clinic using tranexamic acid.
Oh, great. Hopefully to use that one next then.
Mm. Yeah. Ooh. So that's a nice... I don't know where you get... You know, I think you can order it in Boots. I don't know where you get it from.
No.
No. Maybe they'll prescribe it. You know, dermatologists might prescribe it to you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so interventions for melasma. So there's not very good evidence for anything. This so a Cochrane review is like the sort of assessment of all the studies that exist. So they'll read all the studies and say there's good evidence that la 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 works.
Okay.
But yeah, the conclusion of the Cochrane review about melasma was that some things seem to work, but we haven't got very good evidence for
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to take a picture of you too. It's really cute.
I'm so sweaty.
No,
it's like holding a hot water bottle.
And she looks beautiful. And it looks like I've put Vaseline on the lens, so it's so all we can... soft focus.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so pretty. Nia, you're such a multitasker. It's like
I know.
Doing your uni work and having your babies and doing
yeah.
a podcast.
That's
and stuff.
The thing, isn't it? Like, you know, she doesn't move around at the moment. It's going to get harder. You know, this is the easy bit of doing
it
stuff,
is.
In a way.
It's a bit
well, things you need, things you only need to sit still for, like typing on a computer and talking into a microphone. That's easy enough, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's doing the washing up. That's really hard.
Yeah.
So I have to stand up.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, yeah. So what were we saying? Tranexamic acid, evidence. So yeah, the things that work for melasma. So prescription drugs. Like hydroquinone,
mm-hmm.
Keep saying hydroquinone, tretinoin, both of them together. So other things that can work. Laser isn't that great. IPL, not so great. There's a likelihood that you'll get post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation
mm-hmm.
with IPL or laser. And the darker your skin is, the more likely you're going to get those things.
Okay.
That
would be
so,
mega
yeah. It would be
upsetting.
Gutting, wouldn't it? You
yeah.
spent loads of money hoping for a cure and actually look worse.
Yeah, terrible.
Yeah.
So, chemical peel?
Yeah, chemical peels are better. I think they're sort of gentler on the skin, cause less inflammation.
Okay.
But yeah, medium peels. So, a superficial peel is probably not going to be deep enough to work.
Okay.
Or you'll just need a lot of them, like a huge course of them, so
okay.
it's a bit of a faff. And a deep peel is going to cause a lot more inflammation. So
okay.
So we're talking about things like 70% glycolic acid.
Whoa.
That can work.
But again, if the chances are that it causes lots of inflammation...
Mm, yeah.
You could be heading on dangerous...
Yeah, you're on dangerous ground. La la la. Yeah.
I'd love to get it. Have you ever had a chemical peel?
No. Just the ordinary one. That's
yeah.
as peely as it's got.
Yeah.
I quite fancy it, though. You can get, like, a tretinoin peel.
Can you?
Yeah. It's, like, short exposures of, like, 8% tretinoin.
Shit.
Yeah.
8%.
Sounds like fun, though, doesn't
oh
it?
God.
What's it going to do to me?
Oh, my God. I remember crying in pain. Do you remember that time I just had red
yeah,
blotches
you were like,
all over
oh
my face?
Oh my God, Nia! It's like it's normal. That's what happens. Everybody does it
oh,
when they're on tretinoin.
Yeah, but that was not.
You're like
normal.
Because it was like the day after you said I've got leather skin. My
yeah.
skin is fine.
I know.
And then sure
and then
enough,
fell
it all
off.
Fell off. It's like,
not just that. It fell off in like there were perfect circles all over
really?
My face.
That's
yeah,
funny.
It was very bad.
Oh, that's odd.
I could not touch it with anything.
No. Like, no, it can be really bad, and you sort of panic, don't you? And
thinking, is this
oh,
it?
No, when's this it?
Forever.
Gonna be like the Phantom of the Opera.
yeah, it was really bad. It got better anyway. It's worth it. It worked.
Yeah, my friend of mine, who's come from Australia, and she's now got hyperpigmentation sort of in the middle of her face.
Okay.
But when I saw her a few years ago, she had like really two really dark dots.
That's how mine
either
started.
Side of her, yeah, on her sort of cheekbones,
mm.
and they were pretty dark though, and
yeah.
they're gone.
Yeah,
and she had a peel that peeled them off and got
wow.
rid of them. Yeah, that was quite impressive. I was like, well, wow, I wouldn't have imagined you'd be able to remove those.
No.
It was so dark, but yeah, they're gone. So yeah, I think a peel might be the way to go, and a medium peel. You know, you'll peel for a few days, but... Did you ever see that episode of Sex and the City where Samantha looked like, you know, horrific zombie with no face?
No.
Just, like, red. And people were screaming and running away from her. She had to wear a veil. Yeah. So that's
like
what
that.
Happens if you have a deep peel. Like, you've got no skin on your face.
I would love that.
Would you?
For
it would
a
be
bit.
So painful, though. For, like, a... 10 days, you really can't show your face.
Oh.
You're too horrific.
This is the thing. You need to be a rich lady that doesn't work.
Yeah. Because I couldn't not go out for 10 days.
No. I don't know.
Can
I think
imagine
I could.
That? What if you're saying to your children, no, I'm not taking you to school for 10 days because mummy needs to look beautiful.
Yeah, but the nanny will do it.
Yeah, yeah, we need a nanny. We don't have a nanny, though.
No, we don't.
Or a manny.
A manny. I'd love a manny.
No, I wouldn't.
Wouldn't you?
No. Women are better at multitasking. They'd be more efficient.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
There's something about paternal. I always think of my manny as being young. Like,
yeah.
21, 22. I always think, oh, there's something about young paternal men that's really sweet.
Mm. Yeah, like some of the little teachers. Susie's got a swimming instructor who's a man. He's really like, hi, guys!
Yeah!
Yay!
It's so cool.
Yeah. It's sweet. What else were we talking about? What were we talking about swimming instructors?
Mannies.
Mannies! Facial peels.
Yes.
Yeah.
Deep, deep facial peels.
Yeah, so maybe, I'd quite like a good peel. But I've been on a chemical peel course recently.
Cool.
So I can order the peel.
Okay.
And peel people.
Do you want to peel me?
I'll peel you.
Can you?
Yeah.
Cool.
It's not very, I think they're only superficial, but, yeah.
Oh, yeah, please peel me, just around the danger zones.
Yeah.
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 Oh,
and that's something
perfect.
Else I guess you can do, just sort of localised peels.
Yeah.
Yeah, or just like a superficial peel everywhere and then a medium depth where you need it.
Yeah.
That might be a good idea. If you've just got these localised spots. I've heard of certain people using a paintbrush and just painting the acid onto the areas that need peeling.
Okay.
Rather than totally removing the entire face.
Yeah.
If you're just trying to get rid of like patches of hyperpigmentation, that can be quite handy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to look into that, I think.
Yeah, and there's peels with resorcinol. There's something called Jesner's solution, which has got salicylic acid and glycolic acid, resorcinol. And
I've never used salicylic acid.
No. I don't know if it works for me at all.
Doesn't it?
No, I've just used the ordinary one. I'm still getting loads of spots, and I stopped using it, and the spots went away.
Mm.
I was like, wow, is it working then? Is it doing anything? No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not too impressed with it.
Okay.
Really. Yeah.
I'm not going to use the lactic acid anymore, I don't think.
No?
No, it's just, they've changed the formula. It doesn't smell of weed anymore,
no,
tobacco.
I know. Is it gloopy now, or
it's not
runny?
Gloopy at all. Okay. It's really runny.
Oh,
it's such a shame. I love the gloopiness because it felt like it was really...
It was quite moisturising, wasn't it?
It felt moisturising, but it felt like it was doing a good job. It's actually quite gentle. It feels very gentle now.
Yeah, it did used to sting a little bit.
Yeah, it feels a bit too gentle, I think. For me.
That's annoying.
It is, yeah. Because I kind of want to punish the pigmentation, don't you?
Yeah. Really? Aww.
Yeah, okay.
It's a pain in the neck, basically. There's,
So
things you can buy over the counter that are quite handy.
Mm-hmm.
We know this already. I've talked about it before. Vitamin C.
Yep.
Niacinamide. Azelaic acid.
Alpha-arbutin.
That takes a really long time.
What is the chief ingredient in repigment? NIOD's repigment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let me find my review of it. Because I can't remember because it's so weird.
It's weird, but...
If I Google repigment review, let's see how close to the top of Google I am.
Go on, SEO.
Oh, yeah. There.
Go on, that's good, isn't it?
It's very good. Underneath Beauty Bay. Yeah. It's got weird stuff in it, though. I can't remember. Yeah, so this is the ingredients of repigment by NIOD. Lentinus edodes mycelium extract, which is a mushroom.
Mm-hmm.
Potassium azelaic diglycinate, so that's a sort of relative of azelaic acid.
Okay.
Acetyl glycyl beta alanine.
Okay.
And there's a peptide, another peptide. Diglucosyl gallic acid.
Okay.
Soybean, so soy is another thing that can help with pigmentation.
Right.
And then some other stuff that's just to do with formulation, I think.
Okay.
So I've researched all of the ingredients and wrote it all down. on my blog, so Beauty Blog Wales, or you could just Google repigment review, and my review is quite close to the top of Google, and it breaks down what it all is. So, yeah, so the top ingredient, diglucosyl gallic acid, is something called brightonyl, or also known as THGB. THA and THB as THGB, THGA has been studied and shown to decrease UV spots and improve skin tone. Shows promise. So I think that means that there's not that many studies on it. It's quite a new thing.
Okay.
But that's the thing with Niod. They're new ingredients. The ordinary is about ingredients that we all, have been really well studied.
Yeah.
And Niod is stuff that they're sort of making in the lab.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Okay.
But yeah, and I've heard mixed reviews on repigment.
Oh, really? I always thought it was the holy grail.
The bomb.
Maybe it's because it's so expensive.
It's too expensive.
I just assumed it was going
to
be really
You may
great.
As well just pay for Dermatica and get hydroquinone.
A few months worth.
Yeah.
What is it? Like almost £50?
It's £50 for 30 mils, isn't it? Yeah, £28 for 15, 50 for 30.
Yeah.
So, if that lasts you...
It didn't last me very long at all.
Yeah.
I went through
it's
that
equivalent
in about 60.
To a Dermatica membership, which is £21 a month.
Yeah.
So...
Use Dermatica.
I have the hydroquinone. It's been studied at length.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I'm saying don't buy things, but don't buy it.
Yeah.
And, let's find my before and after picture. So that's in September.
Okay.
And that's the 13th of October.
Okay.
It's looking a little bit less dark.
It is, yeah.
And then that's in December.
Definitely.
That little bugger never goes. I've got sort of this dark spot on my cheek and it never goes away. And then there's the two photos next to each other and
they are
markedly different. But, somebody commented actually on the post, couldn't it just be that one is taken in the summer and one is taken in the winter?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, it could. But, I can't argue with that. I don't know. Yeah. What can you say? There's no way to know. It's just me with one face.
Yeah.
Trying it out.
Yeah. Although that is a pretty marked difference.
I need to keep using it for a year.
Yes.
To really tell. Yeah. So would my skin look better the following summer is what I needed to have done. But I wasn't really willing to spend the money on it.
No. It's a hell of a lot, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, for a proper sort of case study.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Anything else to add to that?
Not really.
Okay.
Not really.
No. Oh, your little button is awake and she's smiling.
She's not awake.
She opened her eyes.
And she's smiling. And the other thing I need to tell you is to use sunscreen.
Oh, no way, really?
Yeah, I know. What a surprise. Why did I say that?
Kojic acid. Never used that.
No. I have got a cream that's got kojic acid. And glycolic acid, and I bought it from a really dodgy-looking website.
Okay.
But I haven't really used it. I haven't really used it that much. So, for melasma...
Melasma?
This is what happened when you try and record a podcast on 4 hours sleep. Melasma. Melasma. Studies have found mixed results. For melasma... In one split face trial, a gel containing glycolic acid, hydroquinone, and kojic acid showed more improvement, 60%, in patients than a gel which contained only glycolic acid and hydroquinone.
Okay.
Yeah. In another split face trial comparing glycolic acid and kojic acid with glycolic and hydroquinone, there was no difference.
Right.
So, I don't know how big those trials were. I can't imagine that kojic acid is as effective as hydroquinone.
Okay.
I just don't believe you.
No.
No. So, yeah, kojic acid. But, there's no harm in chucking it in there if it doesn't have any ill effect to your skin. So, if you've got retinoid, you've got vitamin C in your regimen.
Yep.
So just chuck it all in there. Try and get vitamin C licorice. So that's in quite a lot of Asian skincare.
Okay.
Soy, arbutin, niacinamide. Get them all in your skincare regimen for, you know.
Oh, what's that one beginning with, Melvin?
Mequinol.
Yeah.
That is a derivative of hydroquinone. Right.
Okay.
So God knows where you get it. I don't know. I don't know where you buy it.
Never
if you can
is,
buy it.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I've never seen it on the market.
No, never heard of it.
No.
Okay.
So, you know, if you're not going to bother trying to get prescription stuff, then your treatment of your melasma may not work at all. You know, some people say, oh yeah, I sorted it out, I used this product and it seemed to go in like a week. And I just don't believe them, you know?
No.
Did you really have pigmentation?
I don't think
maybe
it was melasma.
Just dirt.
Yes, you just washed your face.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, I don't think that can happen.
No.
Although, I like using it. So I like using arbutin, niacinamide, vitamin C, retinoids, because I feel that...
Mm. They're good for everything.
They're good for everything, yeah. And I just think it supports what the other stuff is doing anyway.
Yes,
so if I'm just
there's
using
no
that,
harm in using it
exactly,
at all.
Yeah. So, because there are some weeks that I'll run out of my... Because I only get an order every 56 days, I think it is, of the azelaic, and then I rotate that with the what else? Hydroquinone.
Mm.
So every other month I get one.
Mm.
So, and I just think that's a really nice, just... base support of products to have, isn't it?
I agree,
daily routine.
Yeah, there's no harm in it at all.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't think you have to pay a fortune. You can get all those things from The Ordinary.
Yeah.
Just pay 30 quid.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah, like we had someone in our Facebook group saying, what are my opinions on Ole Henriksen skincare? Have you ever used anything?
Mm-mm.
No, not me. But... I just googled it and the product I recognised was something called Truth Serum.
Okay.
I've never used it.
I've heard of that.
I've heard of it, yeah. It's got a good name.
How do you spell it?
Ole, O-L-E, Hen, R-I-K, yeah. It'll pop up. And the ingredients of that were... sodium ascorbyl phosphate seemed to be the top ingredient.
Oh, right, okay.
So that's like MAP.
Oh, it's in Boots?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
Oh, and The Ordinary's coming to Boots then.
Yeah! I don't know when.
Do you know anything else about that?
No.
Oh my God, that's going to be amazing, isn't it?
But it makes sense, because Nicola used to work for Boots.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Truth Serum. So is this expensive stuff? Let's have a look.
So the Truth Serum is £59.
Whoa.
And it's got, so it's got sodium ascorbyl phosphate as its main active ingredients by the look of it. And it's also got grapefruit. Yeah, grapefruit essential oil. So read more and it'll show you the ingredients.
Okay, so sodium ascorbyl phosphate.
Water.
Yeah.
Yeah. Calcium ascorbate, so that's like another vitamin C derivative. Orange extract, vitamin E, aloe vera.
Grapefruit seed extract.
Yeah. And fragrance and colours.
Okay, and that limonene and linalool, it's in bloody everything.
Yeah, limonene.
Yeah, and lots of smells.
Yeah, so it's got fragrance, essential oils.
And it's 43 quid.
Yeah.
£42,
so yeah, for a little thingy bit.
Maybe don't bother.
I don't think you need to waste your money on that.
Yeah.
You don't want the fragrance on your skin. You don't want to be paying 40 quid. And you could just buy magnesium ascorbyl phosphate from The Ordinary, and that's probably like a fiver or something, 6 quid.
£6.80.
Yeah.
It's
the best thing ever made. And it...
I can't talk about it enough.
It just feels like you're moisturising your skin, and it also gives it a brightness.
And a bit of a sting.
Sting.
A glow.
It's got it all. It's got it all, baby.
It's got it all, and it hasn't got the irritantness of most vitamin C's. That's what I love about it, because vitamin C can just pisses my face off. I feel
it
like
does,
I
does, yeah. I'm just
wash
like, no,
it.
No, no, you've gone too far now with this, it's saying to me.
Yeah. So, no. No, we'll give that one a miss.
Yep.
Okay, fine.
Cool. Good, I don't think know. I wanted to say anything else.
I don't want to say anything else.
No, we've said it. We've said enough. I've also, I did an order on Yes Style.
Oh, did you? Yeah. What did you order? I haven't done that for quite a while.
I spent £40.
A good one.
I know.
That's fine. £40 on Yes Style probably got you about 400 things.
You did! So I was like...
It's then, amazing.
And then there was like... Oh. And then there was like a discount code. So I got even more money on.
Oh, it's the cutest. It is curated like a really cute South Korean girl's Instagram page, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes Style. It's so cool.
It's like... it's fun.
It's got
check
the...
out.
It is. It's just so nice.
I love share your purchase.
I love all the women's fashions in it as well.
I haven't looked at. I was looking at the makeup. Oh, blinking! You could really go to town on the makeup.
Yeah.
Oh no, it's not letting me just go back. I have to log in. Yeah, this baby's been pretty good for the podcast.
She has.
She loves being in podcasts.
Your eyes are
opening. She told me.
She's trying to tell
me. Can I be in your podcast? She said earlier on.
And then she went...
She made a noise like a dinosaur.
Oh, she's lush.
No, it's not. It's not. It's okay, not telling me anything. Oh, there you go. This is it. So I ordered True Seeker Mineral 100 Calming Sunscreen.
Cool.
La Biotte UV Veil No Sebum Sun Mist.
Okay.
Centella Green Level Safe Sun, SPF 50, plus.
So why have you bought 8 sunscreens?
I like them.
One for my nose, one for my
ears. And then this one, you only got one of them. There's Jigot UV Sunblock, SPF 50, plus. That was only £5.
What?
And then I bought also that. This is like a stick sun cream.
Okay.
JM Solution Glow Luminous Flower Light Sun Stick.
Oh, love all the nouns they throw in one title.
Look at the packaging. It's got a little flower on it. It's
really beautiful. Tell you what, South Korean sunscreens are cheap. They're cheap and they're max coverage.
Yeah, and I just wanted to get a bunch just for my own amusement, but because they didn't have... my favourite, which is Mermaid Gel by Cam Mackey.
Oh my god, it sold out?
No, it was just not available for like a month.
Oh right, okay.
So I was like, I don't want to wait a month. I'm nearly running out, so...
I think I know why that is, because I've told people at least.
You bought it all?
No, a lot of my friends
should stop telling people about it, because other people are buying it.
I know, I should
it's getting on my nerves.
My neighbour I saw the other day and she was like, I'm on my second order already.
Isn't it amazing though?
Well, I have not used it, but everyone I've been telling to use. I think we used it once that last year when we did it.
It's just like nothing. It's just like a glowy base.
I had a meeting yesterday afternoon at 2 in the afternoon at about 11:30 and my eyes started stinging and I was like, oh no. The e-cooking sunscreen on my forehead and sweated into my eyes and I had to go home and wash my face and do the whole thing.
Did you have to leave the meeting immediately?
No, luckily...
My sunscreen is running.
I did actually go to my boss and say, I have to go home and wash my face.
Oh my God.
And weirdly, we just had a conversation that morning about sunscreen, so she was quite understanding. I'm really sorry. So I had to put Think Baby on my face.
Do you have, like, a special, like... badge or something to say that you're disabled because you haven't got any eyebrows?
Yes, exactly. Actually, you made joke, but I should.
A special parking
there should
space
be something.
So you can get out of there quick.
Yeah.
To wash your face.
I'm having my eyebrows done a week Saturday at Cardiff Tattoo Convention. If anyone's around, wants to come and look. I'm having it done in front of a crowd of people. Do you want to come and look? Laura Tennant doing it. Do you remember Laura Tennant?
Yeah, vaguely.
Yeah.
Hi, Laura.
She's brilliant. Yeah. So, and this eyebrow here...
Which
this
one?
This pair have lasted for 2 years. I mean, they're pretty faint now, but that's pretty good.
Yeah, I've had mine for a year, and they're kind of going a little bit grey.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, as if they're sort of fading under the skin and you can't see them as well.
Yeah.
I want new eyebrows.
Yeah.
I don't think I can have them.
Can you get them done?
I can't get them done because I'm feeding a baby through my boobs.
Oh, right, okay. God, babies.
I know, it's nonsense.
You are a nonsense. Oh my god, I'm touching her feet and it's the cutest thing ever.
She'll make a dinosaur noise if you're
not careful.
She'll go, rah!
Okay, I hope that was. I hope that made some sense. I don't know if it did.
Yeah. What else?
Yeah. Oh, say bye.
Say bye, Iris.
No.
Piss off.
Her first word. Just over a week old. All right, guys.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
So does Iris. Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.